what to make of new banking issues in Europe. The Department of Commerce released retail sales numbers today. We'll share what those were. Kellogg said last year it was splitting into three separate companies, and we can now name names. Have you experienced surge pricing? Businesses suggest you soon will. Two chicken facilities are closing in May, and we'll tell you why. Hey, you need some help with your rent? We've got some news for you. We also got the Wall Street Report, and Ryan Reynolds is about to hit the big time with Mint Mobile and get a new gig. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 15th day of March. Thanks so very much for being with us. Follow us all day, all evening on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the U.S. stock market spent another day mostly in the red as news about a Swiss bank made the headlines. It seems that shares of Europe's biggest lender, Credit Suisse, tanked by 30%. And then Switzerland's central bank said it would provide financial support if necessary. CNN is reporting that Credit Suisse has been hit by a series of missteps and compliance failures over the past couple of years that have damaged its reputation with clients and investors and cost several top executives their jobs. Customers withdrew 123 billion Swiss francs, that is equal to around $133 billion from Credit Suisse last year, mostly in the fourth quarter. And the bank reported an annual net loss of nearly 7.3 billion Swiss francs, or $7.9 billion, its biggest since the global financial crisis back in 2008. All of this remains a developing story, but it was enough to shake up Wall Street. That news and more concerns about recent U.S. bank failures and concerns about the U.S. central bank rate hikes did a number on Wall Street today. However, the markets, while closing mostly in the red, did not fall as much as they did earlier in the session. Those numbers from today, well, they are coming your way in just a bit. Economists predicted that Americans would spend less in February than in January, but they missed the mark. The Commerce Department released the retail sales numbers, and Americans did pull back from their spending, as retail sales were down by 0.4%. Economists had predicted a 0.3% drop. Year-on-year retail sales data, which is not adjusted for inflation, was up 5.4%. Digging deeper, if we factor in the February inflation rate of 0.4%, retail sales actually fell by 0.8 last month. CNN is reporting that some of the largest monthly declines were in food services and drinking places. That was off by 2.2%. Department stores tanked by 4%. Furniture and home stores 2.5% off the mark. And auto dealers fell by 1.8%. So why is all this going on? Well, you don't have to look far to see and hear about impending doom. Massive tech layoffs, layoffs in other industries, continuing inflation, higher interest rates, the list is long, and consumers, it would seem, are tuning in. Kellogg announced last year that it was splitting into three different companies to better position each business to unlock what they say is their full potential. So, what happened? CNN is reporting that the unit that houses its snacks, including Cheez-It and Pringles, plus its international cereal brands and plant-based foods, will be called Kellanova. and its North American cereal business, which includes Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops, will be called W.K. Kellogg Company. Kellogg explained the reasoning behind the more peculiar name, Kellanova, saying that the Kell part overly recognizes its name to the former company, and Anova combines the letter A and the Latin word for new, Nova. Okay. Employees helped decide the names, Kellogg said. Nearly 1,000 people submitted more than 4,000 names, with about 20% of them suggesting variations of W.K. Kellogg, and others that included a variation of the word Nova. Okay, again, Kellanova, really? When the separation happens later this year, both companies will be publicly traded. Kellanova is using the New York Stock Exchange ticker symbol K, while ticker and exchange information about W.K. Kellogg Company will be announced in the coming months. It is called surge pricing. The idea is when demand is high, higher prices hit the consumer. Now, we've all seen surge pricing in Uber rates, say like after a ball game or a concert. Lots of people want a ride, so the price goes up. Surge pricing has also been reported at theaters, golf courses, and even some restaurants. Well, now some are saying surge pricing could hit retail as more outlets are installing electronic shelf tags. And consider that a new startup has been created which is meant to help restaurants set their own surge prices, and the results indicate those who are using the technology are doubling their profits. But there is, like in all things, a but to all of this. Should consumers become wise to the fact that their favorite restaurant or store is implementing surge pricing, they very well may change their buying habits and turn away from surge pricers. Well, the idea is that food giant Tyson wants to strengthen its chicken business, so the company is closing two processing facilities in May. Tyson announced it will close a facility in Van Buren, Arkansas, and Glen Allen, Virginia, on May 12th. Tyson said it is helping affected employees apply for open jobs and offering relocation assistance to other plants. The Glen Allen plant has 692 employees, while the Van Buren facility has 969 workers. Like other food companies, Tyson is doing this to cut costs and improve profits. The impact on consumers? Stay tuned. And if that's not enough, this week in Iowa, a case of bird flu has been found in a flock of backyard chickens. All that is happening just in time as migration season kicks in. You know, like we say, it's always something. Hey, if you need some help with your rent, we got a story for you. Popular restaurant chain Jack in the Box is running a St. Patrick's Day promotion that will give $3,000 checks to five people who sign up for the restaurant's reward program and purchase its new Mint Mobile Shake between March 15 and March 31. You got to use the app or website to do that. The competition is open to residents over the age of 18 in Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Ohio, did I say that? Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, Utah, Washington, Wisconsin, and Guam. What? No Iowa? Come on, you guys. The winners will be drawn on April 10. Get you some. That Mint Mobile deal? That's a thing, you know, between Ryan Reynolds and Jack in the Box, by the way. And Ryan also did a promo for all of this sometime in February. But we've got more on Ryan in just a bit. Well, it was another bank-driven run on Wall Street today. At one time, the Dow was down by more than 600 points, but came back from that deficit to close down by 280 points at 31,874. The NASDAQ gained just over 5 points to settle at 11,434, and the S&P 500 fell by 27 points to end the trade at 3891. So what happened? Well, yeah, stocks finished mostly lower after the slump in shares of Credit Suisse stoked fears of broader banking sector issues following the fallout of U.S. banks Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in the past week. The NASDAQ was the lone winner today, as some shares of the most established technology companies jumped as investors flocked to technology and semiconductor stocks in the wake of the collapse of the bank. West Texas Intermediate crude tanked again today and was off by over $3, sinking to $68.23 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with making Ryan Reynolds a bunch of money and getting a new gig. Bloomberg is reporting that T-Mobile just acquired Ryan Reynolds' Mint Mobile in a deal valued at $1.35 billion. Already the second largest provider in the U.S., T-Mobile's acquisition of Mint parent company will expand its offerings for lower-income customers. Reynolds, who has owned a minority stake in Mint since 2019, has agreed to stay on as the budget wireless provider's spokesperson after the deal is complete. Mint customer base has grown by 50% in recent years, and one T-Mobile executive said the partnership could pour more fuel into that growth. So, Ryan gets some cash and a new gig. Pretty sweet. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For everybody that puts this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.